Moncrief on News Talk.
Are pets the new children? Pete Wedderburn is writing in the Independent today about a seeming trend where families have fewer children and more cats and dogs. Afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is this happening everywhere? Is it happening in Ireland?
It definitely is, yes. If you think about it, a generation ago, people might have 8 or 10 children, whereas nowadays they might have 2 or 3. That would be more normal now, if you like. And so there's this theory that the emotional niche formerly occupied by the later children, the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, instead of filling that niche with children, people are feeling an urge to care for something. And so they end up choosing a dog or a cat or another pet. That seems to be the trend. In fact, it goes further than that. Countries with an increasing incidence of divorce, they're also seeing pets come along more often. So it's not only children that we're replacing, it's also husbands and wives.
Oh, God. So we're eschewing the complications of human interpersonal relationships because a dog's never going to give you a hard time.
Well, yeah, like pets make far easier, less demanding companions than humans, if you think about it. They, you know, like, can you imagine when you come home from work, you might have left your dishes on the side in the morning. You might get back to your other half who's a bit pissed off with you, you know, and they might be a bit moody. Come back and you see your dog, and maybe you didn't feed your dog in the morning or something. Your dog's not going to go, the dog's not going to sit back and say, hey, you didn't feed me this morning. I'm really annoyed. Dog will rush forward, wagging their tail, delighted to see you, expressing their joy really enthusiastically and without any reserve. You don't really get that from human partners, do you?
No, I suppose you don't, but you might get other things that you can't get from a dog, like conversation. A dog's never going to buy you a present. Dog's never going to visit you when you're in the old folks' home.
Yeah, but a dog... dog isn't going to annoy you in the same way. I mean, I tell you, here's something funny. In my own home, sometimes we'd be sitting beside our dog and she'd be lying, sleeping, and she'd be snoring as she sleeps, you know, a loud noise. And my wife will say to me, Pete, you know, if you snored like that, I find it really irritating. But when Finzi does it, it's quite all right. It's quite like it, actually. So, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there, Pete. Maybe that's a domestic issue for you.
Well, you know, I think it's just that dogs and cats, they are innocent, completely innocent. They never have anything going on. They're living right now in the minute. They don't dwell on the past at all. They don't remember the last time you did something you oughtn't to have done. They don't worry about the future. They don't go kind of, oh, what if they do this in the future and whatever that. They have nothing like that going on. They are only interested in the minute. And they look at you and they think, I like that person and I'm going to show my like for them. And so we humans, we love being liked. We love it when people show us that sort of continual positive regard. It makes us feel great.
Yeah.
And that's why pets are so popular.
And it's completely uncritical as well.
And I mean, for children as well. It's not just adults, it's also children. If you're a teenager and you don't tidy your room, your mom or dad's going to come up and they're going to give out to you because you haven't tidied your room. Meanwhile, the dog will just wander up to you, wagging their tail and snuggle in for a hug. There's no judgment of you for not doing what you should have done. Animals are entirely unjudgmental. They take us just as we are and they just see the best in us.
Yeah.
And it's not just, that's not just why pets are popular. It's also why pets are so good for us, because it's for us, for our own psychology, to feel loved is really good for our brains. It makes us feel much happier and it makes us feel appreciated and it gives us a warm, cozy feeling. It makes us feel connected, and feeling connected is a really fundamental human need. And pets do that really, really well. I mean, obviously, we're bypassing lots of good old stuff that humans give us, and that's really, really important in life as well.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, pets are very reliable, very dependable companions, and it's great that they're appreciated by owners and enjoyed so much. I have to say, I don't really like the contemporary terminology, such as pet parents and fur babies and all of those things. That's what people talk about these days. I think we do have to remember we're their guardians, we're their carers. you have to be a bit careful about humanizing it too much. Yes, I can go with non-human persons. That's what they are. There's big personalities. So calling them non-human persons is perfectly fine. But calling them our babies and our children is, for me, a little bit too far.
Yeah, because sometimes one gets the impression that people aren't letting their dogs be dogs, or, you know, letting their, you know, if they're dressing them up and putting them in bags or and that kind of stuff. Whereas a dog wants to run around the place and smell things.
Yeah, and if there's one thing I could do that would improve the welfare of dogs across country, it would be to make it compulsory for all dog owners to do lessons, classes in understanding dog body language and dog behaviour. Because a lot of the time we do treat them like little humans, and that means we don't give them what they want. And we don't recognise when they're unhappy sometimes. You know, if a dog presses its ears back and its eyes narrow a bit, it's kind of saying to us, I'm really feeling a bit stressed about this. And a lot of people don't recognise that. And so they sometimes do accidentally put their dogs into situations of stress which aren't really appropriate. So yeah. I think better understanding of what dogs are trying to say to us, and cats, would make a big difference to animal welfare.
Do you think dogs can be emotionally manipulative sometimes? That they do that ear thing just because they want to get something out of you?
Well,
sorry, I'm talking from personal experience now. Our dog totally does that. She kind of looks at me like, yeah, I know you're going to beat me. And I'm going, fuck off. I've never touched him in my life, you know.
I'll give you another example. Our dog, when it's outside, will stand there shivering, and we kind of go, oh, the poor thing, will let them in. And then what we do is we move out of the way and look at the dog from the side where it can't see us, and it's not shivering anymore.
Yes.
The dog is totally emotionally manipulating us, for sure.
But also, though, people who have dogs particularly, often, well, they don't use it as a way of meeting other people, but it is commonly a way of meeting other people. Dog owners tend to gravitate towards each other.
Well, if you can imagine, if you're walking through the park and this single person on their own comes up to you and starts talking to you, you're likely to think, well, they're possibly a little bit weird. Whereas if somebody with a dog, and you walk along with your dog, and your dogs meet each other nose to nose and have a wee sniff, you very likely will get into conversation with that person, and it won't feel at all weird. So definitely, dogs are wonderful social enablers. In fact, my daughter's moved to Edinburgh recently, and she has two indoor cats. Hmm. And Edinburgh's sometimes a bit of a socially chilly city. But what she's taken to doing is taking her indoor cats out for walks on harnesses, huh, and in a backpack sometimes. And what's happened is her neighbourhood has been transformed from being this place where nobody really knows each other to, you know, everybody's talking to each other. And she's known as the cat girl. And it's become very socially cheerful now, thanks to these two remarkable cats.
That's a clever idea. Gosh, yeah. Though, I mean, generally speaking, a cat... Is a cat ever pleased to see you? Or, you know, does it kind of give you a look? Oh, it's more like that human companion going, you know, what you get me?
No, listen, she's got cameras. She's got pet cams in her house, as a lot of people do these days. She can watch her cats when she's out. And she's seen what happens when she knocks on the door or puts the keys in the door when she gets home. And the cats are sleeping. They hear the key in the door and their ears go up and they leap out of the beds and they rush to the front door. So, you know, it's no different to dogs in that way. And they absolutely adore her attention. So, you know, people have stereotypes about animals that are often very wrong.
Yes, I suppose that's true. Well, I mean, a cat shows its affection in a different way. Or maybe it's just less affectionate than, say, a dog would be.
Well, they're completely different to dogs. Like, dogs are pack animals and they see themselves being part of human pack, and it's very, very, very social. Whereas cats are more kind of individual, like they're happy doing their own stuff more so. At the same time, they're very good at relating to one another and to humans who they like. So you can't just say that they don't like humans. It's far, far different to that. They like the right humans if the right humans look after them the right way. They adore them. And our cat, we have a lovely Maine Coon. She sleeps on our bed every night and with her head on a pillow, just like we do. And she's very much a part of our close-knit post-children family. And, you know, this is really common, this sort of thing. Pets are—they're total emotional sponges and giver-outers. They just—they connect with their owners and their carers in a way that is great for the pets and it's great for us too.
Yeah, one of our listeners has texted in, Pete. Now, we're not recommending anybody does this, but, you know, you can see where they're going with this particular test. They say if you want to know who loves you the most, your dog or your wife, lock them both in the boot of your car for a few hours and see which one welcomes you when you come back.
I really wouldn't recommend it.
No, not at all. I think that the law might get involved there. Pete, thanks a million, as ever. Pete Wedderburn there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.